Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Okay, I love that song, but there's a reason I chose that song today. I saw it on a pretty slick Twitter account there. Joining us now, associate head coach for the Colorado State Rams, Matt Mummy. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time. I checked it out on your Twitter. You're getting me all pumped up, and then you got some Tool going on in the background of one of your tweets. I mean, sign me up, my friend.
You gotta love that, right? I mean, let's get this thing rocking. So, hey Brady, I appreciate you having me on, brother. This is awesome.
Oh, it's so great. I tell you what, I have been so, like, you guys get me pumped up. The Twitter, you know, the Twitter exposure, all that stuff. But then going out to practice yesterday morning, I'm trying to think of the timelines there. I don't care that it was cold. I'm watching you run around all over the place. I'm seeing the ball just thrown all over the yard. I'm ready for football season, Coach.
Hey, let's go. I tell you what, it'll be here before we know it. I mean, we're working hard to get ready for sure. And, you know, it was a great first day. It was cold, so I was running around a lot to stay warm. So, I think I came in, my hands were so cold, they swole up when I got inside and started to warm up.
Well, mistakes were made by me for sure. I wore dress socks. I was playing, you know, throughout the day, I have dress socks on. Tomorrow morning, I don't care if it's 70, I'm going double socks there for sure. I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, I think we might actually get some spring weather tomorrow. Huh? I think that's, or at least that's what they're saying.
Hey, you know what? I hope so. It was a blast just getting out there, though, Coach, and seeing it. And, you know, you guys, Coach Jay Norvell, opening it up to not only the media to watch everything, but the fans throughout this process, too. And I know fans are just so pumped about it. I'm pulling in, and it's like 6:40. I'm getting there a little early. I'm seeing fans sitting on the tailgate watching practice, man. I thought they were going to pop open a beer or two and just get ready to go. I love that. What an atmosphere you guys are already building on here.
Well, I think it's exciting because it's, you know, it's kind of like when I came up with the Fort Air Raid idea is, I mean, this is our community, right? This is our community's team, and we want our community to feel our involvement towards them just as much as we want their involvement towards us. So, it works both ways. And, you know, we want to put a product on the field that's successful and that's exciting to watch, and people want to come sit in the stands and see it.
We're talking to associate head coach Matt Mummy for the Colorado State Rams. All right, so I took a picture of you and Coach Norvell over kind of the back of the end zone, and both of you just to me reminded me of these two scientists just scheming it up, man, watching this offense work, and you guys are chomping at the bit, marching around like hungry lions. I was floored seeing it. I want, if you can, talk to our listeners a little bit about that Fort Air Raid process, because I know in your press conference earlier a couple months ago, you talked about kind of merging it into your style and then merging over with Jay Norvell and what he does with the pistol, a guy who wrote a book on wide receivers. I mean, obviously, it's a heck of a combination when you're talking about offensive creativity.
Yeah, it really comes from a lot of components, more so than just Air Raid, right? I mean, you got Jay's amazing background and all the places he's been and all the things he's done. And then, you know, and obviously what we did in Nevada with Chris Alden, the pistol. I mean, so I think we've really honed in on what we want. We didn't really make it any larger than what a normal Air Raid team would. We just packaged what fits us, right? And more so what fits the young men that are in our program. I mean, there's going to be tweaks that we're going to do here that we didn't do in Nevada just because of the kind of guys we got and the players we got. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, the past concepts are all there, and that's, you know, what I tell most people about Air Raid is usually when you sit down with other Air Raid guys, they're going to talk about mesh. They're going to talk about wide cross. They're going to talk about vertical game. That's all the same. The big difference is, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing in the run game, and what are you doing in the play action game that kind of makes everybody different?
And can you expand on that, too? Because I think our diehard football guys, you know, they could just listen to you talk. I could just listen to you talk all day about football. But as you said, I mean, you're utilizing other things to set up that air raid style of offense. Like you said, in the run game, in the play action game, there's a lot of different tools needed to perfect that, that threatening pass attack.
No doubt. And I tell people out there, I mean, like, this is not complicated. You know, we're not rocket scientists in here. I mean, I laugh. I call an offensive room the asylum. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, my wife, I got to give a shout out to my wife. She's a mental health specialist. So she's constantly diagnosing me on a daily basis. So, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, what my dad did a long time ago was made young players, young men understand that this is a numbers game. And if you get a quarterback that's savvy enough to define the numbers on the field in certain situations and get you in the right play, you're probably going to be a highly successful offense.
We're talking to associate head coach for the Colorado State Rams, Matt Mummy. I've been wanting to get you on the program for a while. Now, I wasn't at the press conference for you when we were hearing, you know, from offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, but I did go back and watch it shortly after, Coach. And I love kind of what you mentioned about the triple option stuff, too. You were going into it, you're like, hey, I don't know, that's not my style. That's not my brand. I think it's refreshing to hear that because so many times you hear coaches that are kind of like, you know what, I can adapt to anything. I like you saying, hey, this is what we're good at. This is what we're sticking with. We might tweak it, as you said, but those triple options might not be for us.
Well, and they're no fun to go against. I promise you that. I mean,
goodness.
Those guys down at Air Force, and we're going to get a heavy dose of it now. So, I mean, but, you know, and I always say my hat's off to what they do because they're like us, right? They know who they want to be, and they know what their identity is, and they know the players that fit them. And that's what we're going to try and do here at Colorado State. You know we want to be for air raid, and we know what receivers need to look like. We know what running backs need to look like, O-linemen and quarterbacks. So we are very in tune to what we want and who fits the Colorado State University Rams.
I really like what you guys did, too, with and again, first day, but just see. So I'm a big symbolism guy, you know. I'm watching Ted Lasso. I'm getting into all that stuff. I love, you know, you guys have the, you know, the checking in, the tapping in when you go into practice. Coach Norvell's got the mechanic jersey or shirt on, too. I love that stuff. And I got to tell you, Coach, and I don't know this yet. I haven't talked to the players recently about it. But they got to feed off of this stuff, too, right?
Well, you know, I mean, let's give a tribute to all these young men that are already here, that were here before we got here. I mean, they've come into this thing with eyes wide open, ears wide open. I mean, have been energetic, have been banging on doors like, Coach, can we get a playbook? Can you sit down and spend some time with me? It's funny when they ask for a playbook. So I'm like, well, we don't have one. They're like, what? We don't have a playbook.
But so like, wait, so no playbook, no actual playbook that you're handing out?
No playbook. I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, young men that are given a playbook, I mean, what do they do? It sits on their nightstand and is a coaster for whatever beverage they're sitting in the bed drinking. But, I mean, it's good. It's you know, what we do is very interactive. Coach Norvell is very interactive with the team. You know, we love the open door policy. I mean, come by, come learn football, come hang out. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about, you know, whatever they need to talk about.
Like I said, it's so refreshing. You guys have so far just offered up this, you know, the way you're marketing this program already. And I think it's genius. I think it's what you have to do, especially in this day and age. But, you know, simple concepts like saying, hey, we don't really have this, you know, 463-page playbook that we're going to hand you. And we know you're going to stop after page one. But I know you elaborated on that a little bit, too. Like, hey, we have concepts and guys are taking notes, certainly. But for the most part, we're kind of tweaking. We're kind of rocking and rolling.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, there's three things we talk about in this offense that makes us go. The first one is communication. You know, we've got to be able to communicate with all 11 guys, with coaches on the sideline, with guys from the box. You know, if we can't do that, then we're destined to fail. And so we harp on that on a daily basis, and communication not just on the football field but off the field, communicating with professors, communicating with your family. You know, I mean, issues happen in life because of lack of communication, right? The second thing we talk about is just repetition, and that's where the simplicity of the offense and the X's and O's and no need for a playbook is, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to rep it over and over and over again until it's just ingrained into these to these young men, and they know how to run certain routes against certain coverages. You know, the O-line knows how to block certain defenses against, you know, different looks. And so once they get into that, then it just becomes about the third part, and that's execution.
I love it. I'm writing these down, Coach, because I'm going to use these just for my show. My goodness. Again, I think I'm going to learn a lot from you guys throughout this process. All right, I'm not going to ask you the question. I'm not going to ask you who's starting at quarterback, Coach. I'm not that stupid, okay? I am just going to say, can you talk to us about Clay Millen? Because every time we bring up his name on this program, we get texters saying, hey, he was the heir apparent in Nevada to Carson Strong, so it would just make sense that he's the guy to beat. But, hey, I'm watching day one. He's putting the ball up in the air, and I was having a great time. Can you talk to us just a little bit about him as a player and a person?
Yeah, so we were, you know, I was really fortunate. So I actually got on Clay really late in the recruiting process, which was kind of, we had lost out on a few other guys, and I got some tape on him, and I'm like, golly, man, this kid can spin it. And then I looked up who he was, who his dad was. He was committed to Arizona. He had Colorado all over him. You know, they were trying to get him, and I'm like, man, he's got a great release. He's not really your – I mean, he's more of a dual threat than Carson Strong was, but, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say he's a runner, you know. And we just were fortunate. You know, things just kind of aligned for us, and I talked to him and his dad and his family and said, look, man, I got this guy named Carson Strong. He's like, oh, yeah, Coach, I know who Carson Strong is. And I said, we need somebody to come in and be the guy that succeeds him. And sure enough, we flipped him, you know, and we got him to come to Nevada. And so when he got on the field, he was just like Carson. You could see he's got that great release. The ball comes off his hand fast. He's really intelligent, you know, really smart. And it was funny to watch him in his freshman year with you know, him watching Carson. He just mimics Carson. Everything Carson did, he did it. And so that's a good problem to have, right? I mean, so that was something that he took to heart. And now that he's here, I mean, his first day of practice, he looked really sharp. He was 90% in Skelly. I think he was 72% in teams. I mean, he really, you know, I had a low ceiling going into yesterday, and I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, well, like I said, I didn't know necessarily what to expect. But, you know, obviously what we've seen you guys do in Nevada, we've been talking about it on the program. But day one, I mean, you guys are going at it. And that's a blast. You didn't think about the cold as much when you're watching the football in the air like that. Guys making plays left and right. Well, one thing I noticed, a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of wide receivers running around out there.
Yeah, you know, and something to be noted about the other quarterbacks, they all did a tremendous job
Sure.
for day one. You know, and I pulled the offense up after practice, and I said, guys, it gave me goosebumps. I was like, I've been running this offense as a coach for 21 years. I've been in this offense since I was in the fourth grade. This is the best day one I've ever been a part
Wow.
of. Ever been, I mean, period. Hands down, not blowing anybody up. I mean, I was just so proud as a coach to walk off that field and be like, man, you know, we got a lot accomplished on day one.
That's phenomenal. Like you said, you have been in this offense. You have been air raid all your life. And for you, that's high praise to say day one, this is the best day one I've seen.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be a part of. And so, you know, we look forward to Saturdays and maybe more fans coming out and see us. Oh, I do have to send a shout out to the Outlaws of Moby because I did see them early in the morning watching us, so that was kind of cool. So
that's dedication, isn't it? I mean, those guys have been just all over the place lately, and you see those cowboy hats kind of, you know, strutting on in. They go through the field. There you go. You're like, wow, the Outlaws, they're freshmen, and they're up that early, man. That's impressive.
That's impressive. I mean, because I know as a freshman in college, I would not have been up that early. Let's do it for football.
I'm the same way with you, my man. No doubt about it. Last couple for you, Coach, and again, appreciate your time. Dante Wright, fan favorite for sure. Seeing him rolling around out there, running around, making plays, that was cool because I know a lot of fans were curious. Okay, he's clearly going to fit. They just kind of want to know, what do you see? You know, where do you see his role primarily on the offensive side?
Well, you know, when we first got here, I mean, obviously the offensive staff and Coach Norvell and myself sat down and watched all these young men. And you know, I mean, obviously we isolated Dante right away saying, okay, this guy's got some skill and and he just needs to be put in a better position to be successful. So he, you know, he had a big day yesterday. I think he had a touchdown catch and he had a couple other receptions. So, you know, I think obviously he fits exactly like you're saying into what we do.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are excited about that. Excited, you know, to see what this offense is all about. Great, you know, just on paper, looking at the wide receivers on this list, guys that we've seen, you know, with CSU, as we mentioned, with Dante Wright and an EJ Scott type of guy. But there's guys on this list that, you know, people are really excited to see. The Torrey Hortons, of course, and then more and more of these wide receivers. I mean, you look down this list on the roster, there's a lot of them. So I know that's going to be a big deal. And just getting a chance to kind of see what those tools, whoever that quarterback's going to be, will be playing with. I know that's going to be a lot of fun for you guys to craft up each and every way to get those guys involved.
Right. You know, and Ty McCullough is another guy that's been great. Obviously, Melquan Stovall came over from Nevada with us. I mean, I think by far you look at what we have collectively as a group here at Colorado State, we are way better than we were at Nevada. So that's exciting. You know, we got some guys that when the ball's in their hands, they can do some things with it. And that, and you know, and that's where the quick six is. I mean, let's find the end zone and find it a lot.
Oh, man, you're getting Rams fans just pumped up, as you guys have been doing. Last one for you. What was that like? I mean, it was a weird, kind of poetic, I don't know, strange. You guys are in Nevada. Nevada comes to CSU that last game, and it was the last for a lot of things going on in that game. You guys get the W, and then not too long, you're back in the stadium. You're right there practicing a couple months later. What is that like? I mean, that's got to be kind of an emotional roller coaster for everybody.
Yeah, you know, it really was. And it was, you know, walking onto the field for that game. And, you know, and I know we played here back when Bobo was here, too. I mean, it's just looking at the stadium and the surrounding and the support. I mean, you walk in and you feel it, you know. And so you're like, man, this place has got a chance. You know, they just need kind of the right thing. And then 3 days later, it's like, hey, guess what? We're going to Colorado State. You know what? It's been a great transition. Everybody here in Fort Collins has been amazing. Everybody in the administration, you know, Joe Parker, obviously, all the support they've shown us and coming out and seeing us at the events that we've already had. And, you know, we just want to make everybody proud, and that's what we're striving to do. So we're working really hard to get to that point.
Well, so far so good, Coach. It's been a lot of fun. Hey, I'm a radio host, so you guys are so much fun to talk about already. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we get to the regular season. So we're here for it. We're pumped, and we look forward to getting you and, of course, more Coach Norvell on the program throughout the course of the seasons, man. It should be a lot of fun.
Hey, Brady, I really appreciate your time, man.
Hey, we'll see you. I'll be out there tomorrow morning. I'm going to bring, I'll probably put a beanie on, some mittens this time, just in case. Even if it's nicer, I'm going to overdo it this time.
Hey, let's at least shake hands so we've met in person, too, man. I love following you on Twitter, so.
Right back at you. Now I know you're a Tool fan, too, so we got to, maybe down the road, we're going to make something work on the rock side of things, okay?
Let's roll. I'm with you.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow. I look forward to that handshake, my friend.
All right, buddy.
There he is, Associate Head Coach Matt Mumme. He likes following me on Twitter. Dude, if you don't follow Matt Mumme on Twitter, are you really even a person? Are you even a Rams fan? Jades is going to do it. Can you please do it right now? Jades is getting on his Twitter account right now. He is, I mean, I'm telling you, this coaching staff is a blast to follow. They get it. And Coach Mumme, I mean, Coach Norvell's the head coach. He's a blast to follow, to interview, all that stuff. You did it good. Look at his profile picture. Isn't that a dude you want to hang out with? That's a guy I want to hang out with. I'm not even a cigar smoker. I would smoke a cigar, though. Just do it. If he said, hey, we're hanging out, man. We're gonna have a cigar. He's a great dude. That's going to be a fun interview. I tell you what, this is going to be a fun team to follow. I think they're a bowl team, by the way. I do think they're a bowl team. We were going through the schedule. I think they're 6, maybe 7. And that's, you know, who knows, man. And I do think, you know, based on one day, Clay Millen's going to be the starting quarterback. Okay? Let's just throw it out there. Just so you know. It's going to be Clay Millen. And I'm excited about that. We got some stuff coming up. All right, 49 minutes after the hour. We got a short break coming up. We got David Roddy still to come, man. This is a great Wednesday program. It might be windy and nasty outside, but it's heating up in here. We got Mr. Roddy coming on at 1 o'clock. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.